send some of this info out by other means also. Convective outlooks today have isolated to scattered severe storms should peak in the afternoon and evening from the southern Rockies to the lower mid-Mississippi Valley. Damaging winds, large hail, and a few T's are anticipated. An enhanced risk of these hazards is forecast from northeast and east central New Mexico to the Panhandle and South Plains of Texas. Looking at the plots for the probabilistic outlooks, the north end of our county is on the edge of the T-storm zone. We all know how those things can spread across the lines. They don't follow the National Weather Service's plans. All right, based on humidity plots, we've got two dry line areas. One is extending from Midland through Snyder and up to Wichita Falls. The second one runs from Clovis, Hereford, and off to Childress area. So it's kind of a triangular setup on this. Dew points are running in the mid-60s with a division in temperatures along a line from Hobbs, Lubbock, Plainview. To the west of that line, it temps in the upper 70s. To the east of that line, it's running in the mid-80s. So we got some variations going to take place there, too. All right, in general, they're looking for large hail, damaging winds, isolated thunderstorms, isolated tornado possible, and heavy rain. They expect these storms to accelerate to the southeast this afternoon and into tonight with several waves of storms possible throughout the weekend. Probabilistics at this time, 5% tornado, 30% wind, and 30% large hail. No specific time on any of this, just southeast from where it initiates, that would encompass us. And this afternoon and into tonight, we'll be watching the conditions as they develop. All right, we will stay on watching this system and see what develops. And any changes or anything, we'll get on here and make further announcements. So kind of check in and out. I'll try to send text also. Be ready to go, gentlemen. That's all I can tell you.
Y'all, what we've got at this time, we're basically under tornado watch, approximately the southern half of the county is also under a severe thunderstorm watch at this time. We've got systems building rapidly up northwest from Clovis, and they seem to be kind of slowly drifting down this way. The watch box includes a slew of counties: Deaf Smith, Armstrong, Briscoe, Bailey, Lamb, Hale, Lubbock, Cochran, Hockley, Terry, a portion of it anyway, Crosby County, large area out there, and they've already got some pretty good activity going northeast of Floydada, but it's moving easterly, so it's not going to be a problem to us. I'm just down here right now just watching and staying logged in with the Weather Service chat, keeping an eye on things here. Y'all keep your radios on and be ready.
Central Daylight Time.
Hi.
I was going to tell you the last update on radar here, that boundary line is diminishing away rapidly.
Crazy. Hey,
SOU from WX.
Go ahead.
What's your location there, Charles?
South Plains Ford.
Roger. Standby. I may give you a destination here shortly. Our main concern is to the south right now.
Well, I was driving into town. Do you want me to continue or let me pull over here?
Probably won't make much difference, but if you would go down maybe 3261 there to maybe 1585, somewhere in that location.
I'll head that way.
All right, sir. Yeah, our main concern is the system moving in from the southwest, coming just now beginning to enter Terry County. But it's on track to catch Sundown, Clawine, and out between 385 and Ropesville direction. So we want to get some eyes in that direction.
Copy. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of CG in that area. So we'll head that way and let you know when we get designated.
Very good, sir. Appreciate you coming over. WX clear.
WS from OAC, 300 and 1585.
OACW, copy you, 300 and 1585.
On the way up.
I'm on 300 here, 1585, when it goes back to the west, headed towards Sundown.
Yeah, one corner shelf cloud there on the, I guess it's, I can't tell what part of the storm it's on, but I'm sitting here at the airport and looking right at it.
Are you looking at the very, towards the very west end?
That's right.
That's what I've been looking at. I'm not for sure. I'm going to try to get into Sundown and then go back to the west.
Okay, I can't even tell how far out it is. It's too far away to tell. If it's a shelf or wall, but we're getting a lot of scud, a lot of turbulent activity with it.
Yeah, it kind of almost looks like the flanking line part of it, but it's at the wrong end.
Yeah, this is definitely underneath that that base.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
OAC HB from WX. Looking at the SRV here, storm relative, on the extreme north end of the radar returns here, southwest of Sundown. I'm seeing a heavy shear indicator.
Receive. Mondo, if you can see that, I want to keep an eye on that because it's kind of hard to tell. I can only see it when the lightning flashes. HQE, were you able to see that from where you're at?
Right now, I'm about a mile from the light, and I'll head back to the west.
feature y'all are looking at is right on the Terry and Hockley County line, extreme southwest corner of the county, just crossing into Hockley County at this time.
Mondo, are you monitoring the PD channel also?
Roger.
Okay, just making sure we had somebody on it.
Okay, try it again. You broke up that time.
Just making sure we had somebody monitoring. I'm having to leave one frequency on EMS and one on this one.
Roger.
According to analysts, that leading edge on that system coming in there is topping well above 50,000 feet, probably pushing 58 to 60.
Great, Steve. I'm sitting there looking at that cell, and we've got clouds moving in totally two different opposite directions, so we've definitely got some shear on the leading edge of this.
Modeling does not indicate internal rotation at this time, though.
Receive. Now, this is all just generalized scud movement right now. Also, that feature that I was looking at is going to be scud cloud. I can see it now. It's not attached to anything.
Roger. I'm looking at the anvil on this thing, too, through the modeling, and it's well-defined.
Receive.
Am I still readable from here?
Oh, I see you readable.
Okay, yeah, all it is a lot of scud, low-hanging scud. It's still a little ways from me, but I'm keeping an eye on it. I've got one of the SO units behind me that was looking at it, too.
Go ahead.
Well, is it showing the mail corps coming near my area?
You're at, let's see here, you're at 301 and 385. It's on track for that area right about Claudine, but the hail corps is still well down into Terry County at this time.
Roger, can you advise that I'm going to have to get out here.
Roger. That cell shows a potential for 4-inch at this time, indicated by radar.
That system moving.
That system is moving to the northeast. It is on track for Claudine. Stand by. This will be for IPD and HQE. We've got hail potential of, it's showing at 3 inches now, decreasing a little slightly, but it is heading for near your locations. You might retreat back to the north at this time somewhat. Keep a sharp eye.
Go which way, east or west first?
I would go east.
In heavy hail, not very much hail, but large hail hits heading east on 301. IPD, large hail, broken windshield.
Oh, Lord. Okay, IPD. Let's get you out of that retreat. Retreat easterly as quick as you can to get out of it.
WX from OAC. I'm undercover up here just north of Sundown.
Receive. Hold your position there. I've got to get IPD out of that. He got caught in it.
Roger.
HQE's head for down.
Absolutely. Head back to base there, HQE.
Roger. Also took a couple of hits. It was about on all sides.
IPD, have you cleared that yet?
IPD just turned on to 385 large tail, heading north.
IPD, to get out of that for a little bit, you may want to just flip around and head back south there.
Yes, IPD looks to be less as I'm going north now. Looks to be less as I'm going north.
If I've got you in the right spot, then if it's decreasing, you continue in that direction.
DD, HQE, come on north there, because it's clear.
WX, IPD approaching 1585 on 385. I'm out of the hill.
Very good, sir.
WX, IPD.
WX, go ahead.
About a mile north of 1585. Not much hill, but huge.
Okay, what size have you got estimated there?
I'm now, this is IPD, I'm back out of the hill again just for a little bit, and I would say better than one and a half inch.
Call you there. I got sidetracked here. Retreat northward. Retreat northward.
WX, IPD, I'm going to head to some street lights to check and see if I have holes in the lights.
Understood. Good cover, stay in your location. HQE, IPD, SOU, y'all need to get to shelter. Let's get you out of that. You need to retreat back towards town and find your shelter at this time.
HQE's back in town, head for the house.
Understand.
OAC was clear. It looks like it's cleared up right now.
Yeah, you'll be on the south side up there, Mondo, at this time.
Roger, so we don't have anything coming in behind this little cell.
Oh yeah, we got more following up.
Okay, yeah, because I could see some clouds way back there. I just kind of wondered. Thanks, 85 always.
Once I hit 114.
Okay, did I copy you right at 114?
Which way should I head once I get there?
Charles, I'd say come into town here and find you a shelter spot here in town. That'll be closer than trying to get somewhere else.
Roger. Just want to make sure you thought I had enough time. I'm going to head towards that car wash on behind John Rowley.
I think that'd be a good call. Hook it.
5 SOU.
WXIPD, we have hail in the center of the town, right behind the studio.
Okay, well, I guess my poor pickup's going to take a beat.
WXIPD.
IPD, go ahead.
College Avenue and 9th Street, we're having a ping pong ball size hail.
WX from NHB.
NHB, go
ahead. Is hail showing to be out of Redland yet?
We've got, it's showing a... I'm hearing some of the PD traffic saying it's decreasing in intensity in a few locations. Ed just reported ping pong size at 9th and College.
Okay, let's turn it into pretty much a train right now here in 963. We're still under cover right now.
Received. There was another hail core following up south west of sundown, but that one has now dissipated somewhat, and it's just very heavy rain at this time. By radar indications, the worst part of the core of this is at right at 114, 385 at this time, and another one about to come up on Opidoc West on the east side there. Part of this storm is about to cross 114 between about halfway between Leveland and Smyre. Behind, once that crosses, we should be into a heavy rain event at this time. Further update from WX. We have, we still have very intense cluster of cells up around Parmer and Castro counties. It's generally drifting eastwardly. Might catch the northern part of Lamb County. We still have a cell out in New Mexico, but it has taken a southeasterly track, repeating southeasterly track at this time, headed for Plains, Yoakum, and the Lovington area. We'll keep watching that one here. NWS is popping a tornado warning for Bailey County at this time, just east of Mule Shoe, strong rotation indicated. That's out of our area, but just FYI.
WX from NHB.
NHB, go ahead.
Okay, you want to send that call. I'm assuming everybody is okay.
Say again, it was a little bit scratchy there.
We are clear of that call, so we're back at the station. Just make sure everybody's okay out there.
Yeah, we've got everybody under shelter at one point or another there. Don't believe we've got any units out roaming at this time, although Jody did report near baseball size hail just north of the airport shortly after.
OAC.
OAC, go ahead.
Okay, got one that reported like baseball size hail, should be 385, close to 1585. If you want to just make a note of that, Somebody did take a picture, and I'll get with you on that later.
Receive, got you there. Okay. That was at 385-1585.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I'm not sure of the exact address. I got a text. Last day in Sundown, I'm coming in. I'm close to the Fairview curve. I'm watching all this stuff coming in to, or going through Loveland, rather.
Receive. That that leading edge of this system is now across 114, proceeding northeastward. It's going to catch round up in the Anton area, though.
Roger. I broadcast on Channel 1 a little before this stuff hit. Route plane was in Sundown at the time. I don't know. Hopefully they got the message over there.
Okay.
WX from NHV.
NHV, go ahead.
It looks like we got rapid development there in Cochrane heading this way. Is that what you're seeing on yours, or is mine behind?
Up some, gosh almighty, that's a spinoff from that system that was up there in Bailey County. It dropped down and fell into the draft of this storm that just went through here, it looks like.
Proceed, okay.
Zoomed in looking at some other stuff, didn't catch that one sooner.
I didn't show a warning or anything on it yet, but it sure went up pretty fast.
Yeah, it did. Just a couple of minutes ago, that wasn't there. It's already sitting on there near, well, it's north of Whiteface at this time.
KD5 OEC. Yeah, I can go out west. I'm coming into town right now, though.
Roger. Yeah, we need to get it. Oh, Whiteface direction. Not quite that far though. Maybe I don't know. Maybe 303 Pettit Road, Pepin Pettit Road, somewhere in that area to kind of get an eyeball out to the west.
Receive.
Mondo, I'm sitting here looking at that to the west from EMS, and there's a lot of scud out that way.
Receive.
Is IPD checked out anywhere, or do we know?
Checked out at his house and his garage, surveying his vehicle for damage. I believe he lost a windshield.
This is IPD. Windshield's in bad shape. I don't know if I should be driving. Hate for it to fall on in.
IPD, no, you don't need to be getting out if you've got that situation there. Do not go out. You're not going to be able to see safely.
Roger that.
SOUs.
Go ahead.
You still undercover?
But I can head out. It's just rain now. Just keep me safe.
Weak try. That one snuck in on me here. Need to be out westerly on 114. Not quite to the 303 North to Pettit Road, right in that area to get an eyeball on what's going on up that way. It does have a slight west easterly drift to it, but it also kind of wants to go slightly northeast, so we don't want to get too far away.
Okay, I'll head that way. I'm going to stop by and pick up something to drink, so I have something to carry with me, and then I'll head that way in time to see you.
Receive, then.
system that just moved through us and the one that's approaching from the west appear to be joining up with that system drifting in across Palmer and Castro, Bailey and Lamb counties. Looks like it's turning into a multi-cell line at this time with a eastward movement.
Always see clear. Yeah, I forgot about that. I didn't know if you had time to get it, but thanks.
Appreciate it. I'm about to pull up my residence, check on it, make sure there's no damage here. We got that skylight.
Roger, roger. I'm on 300 West now, a few miles out of town.
They just popped another severe thunderstorm warning for our area until 10:30 p.m. Till 10:30 p.m.
Always see clear.
That'll be on that moving in from the west. Information for units of field. Little update, little guesstimation on my part based on radar here. But the main core of that storm coming from the west appears to be tracking to take a course just north of Pettit to a point about halfway between Levelland and Whitharrell and intercept 385 in approximately 1/2 hour at the rate it's currently moving and if it stays on its present course. They just confirmed a tornado 6 miles north of Sudan, moving east at 25.
WX from
H3. WX, go ahead.
Okay, look, got a little bit of an appendix or appendage on that storm there in Cochran that's right on the county line. Probably right about where I face. Might want to keep a real close eye on that right now.
Okay, I see, okay, down there on the south end of that complex.
Receive. I've also got some information that the way that that one formed was identical to the one that's put down that tornado near Sudan, just for information.
Copy that. Yeah, it's a different cell, but it's a part of the same complex. They're about to join up around the Amherst-Littlefield area.
SOU, how far past 303 did you want me to go?
Probably hold right in that area, back east of 303, headed north to Pettit. There's a good hill right there I use a lot of times as an outlook spot, and you can kind of get off the road there a little bit. That would probably be a good place to look from.
Okay, north of 114 on 303?
Negative, back east of 303 on 114.
Hey, yeah, I'm going up the hill right here. I'll pull off this side, N5 SOU.
WX from NHV.
NHV, good. Go ahead with your traffic.
Person might want to consider sending somebody up toward the Ant area. The way that storm is tracking up around Sudan,
try and take a little bit more of a right-hand turn on that back side. Might want to consider sending somebody up that way.
Okay, that might not be a bad idea after all. That appendage that we were talking about over there toward the west seems to be kind of holding there.
Crazy.
OAC from WX.
X from OAC, go ahead.
Okay, OAC, what's your location at present?
Okay, I'm just north of the 303-114 cutoff, just on the north side here by Hill. I just reported a little while ago, we have a lot of CG and just some light precip. No wind right now.
Okay, OAC, I'm going to get you to head back. That system's moving, picking up speed and accelerating quite a bit here. I'm going to have you move back towards 385 with Harold direction, and SOU, if you could head up Anton direction a little bit.
We see I was clear. It looks like there's some stuff way back to the northwest of here, but I think you're right. I think all that stuff just together, that's what I was keeping an eye on. Always clear.
Yeah, the most intense part of that cell right now is just east of a line from Pep to Pettit right there, but it's tracking for Anton at this time to cross north of Whit Harrell, 385, just north of Whit Harrell. This sucker is picking up speed, moving. And if I can get the SOU, if I can, let's head back the Anton direction, go east 114 up 168 probably towards Anton.
Hey, I just did a U-turn, just got here, now heading back east on 114.
Yeah, this thing's hooking up speed on us here. It's moving quicker than we anticipated.
We're catching media. That storm is very tornadic. The one in Lamb County, and it's moving southeast, so definitely the Anton area is going to be the best course right now.
Hey, beginning to see what looks like the beginnings of a hook up about 5 miles northeast of Amherst at this time. I bring that up is it's on track to catch the Anton area.
Received. I never heard if they've got Anton over there out and about. Let me call the PD.
I know he's out, but we need to get some units up there because that storm in Lamb County is highly tornadic. They've had two tornadoes touch down over there, and it's still massive rotation.
Receive. Well, I just got disconnected. I'll try again here in a minute.
Okay, that cell to the back west from Whit Harrell there. Approximately 'Proximately in the area of Dover and Norway. That cell is showing some intensification, producing a radar estimated 1-inch hail at this time. Still tracking for Anton. Looks to cross Whit Harrell.
Coming up on 114 in College, y'all. Let y'all know when I get to 168.
Received. If you're at the there's no really good way here. I was going to try to route you around some of it, but I can't. And it should be clear by the time you get up there. If you go up 168 around Kansas Road, maybe you might come into some heavy rain at that point.
I'll let you know. I'm stopped at stoplight at 114 College. Directly ahead of us, Mondo?
Behind you, I was looking at that cloud directly in front of you. Couldn't tell. Had some features on it, but I didn't want to say too much.
I saw that lightning flash. I thought that thing directly ahead of us looked interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I don't know how high up that thing is.
I don't know. Do we both need to go up to 168? Do you want me to go up the one there further east?
Negative. We'll both go 168 just in case something goes on over there next.
Your copy.
Well, I think that's just going to be Strud. That's the only thing I could tell right now.
OACSOU. There's nothing indicated east of Levelland. Of any consequence showing on radar at this time. The only thing that has any structure to it is going to be up at Roundup, Anton area, and we got some growth over here on this cell that's just now beginning to cross 385 between Levelland and Wet Harrell.
Mondo, do you see that large roaring back north of Levelland?
Negative. You want me to head back?
We're heading east for 114 to call, and we just passed Wainbow's, and it, I can't tell if it's a wall cloud with a tail cloud or what, but it is a very long tail. It's just hard to tell if it's a wall cloud or not, but it's just due north of Levelland, probably, I don't know, maybe 7-8 miles.
Okay, now we're here just west of Spire.
I look back here west, northwest. Might be able to see it. I'm not too sure. It is massive.
Okay, Jimmy, pull over.
We definitely need somebody right there in that area. That is definitely needs to be watched. We're coming up on Opadoc Gin Road. And we're looking back just to the northwest. But it's definitely a strong indicator of inflow, maybe a little bit of rotation.
Yeah, I got called away for a second here. I'm seeing that here. Also, that cell that was crossing 385, that thing is swelling again, and it's almost covering the space between Levelland and Wet Harrell. And it is intensifying like crazy, tracking for Lubbock, just north of Smyre, on a path that way.
Appreciate it. Mondo, I would say if you come back west of 114 and keep Charles going up toward the end area, Mondo, if you can get just south of it near 114, you'll be able to keep a good eye on it. I guarantee you can't miss it.
Okay. Now, I wasn't looking back that direction. I was going back on towards Smyre.
Racing. SOU, what's your location at this time?
Turn north on 168.
Okay, that cell is sweeping across 385 now. It's going to begin to catch you up there a little ways. The most intense part of it is just barely east, not even a mile east of 385 by radar here. But you might catch the edge of it here going up 168.
I'm kind of just looking over to the east. We've been heading, to the west. We've been heading east and not paying attention to what's coming up on our six. So I'm kind of looking that way that Mondo's looking that Jeff was talking about, because we can kind of see it going north on 168.
Yeah, it's all zeroing in to catch Lubbock here, if it stays on course. Our south end of it here that we're dealing with across the Whit-Herald area, the Littlefield strain looks to be on track for New Deal, Abernathy, et cetera.
Tumble going west across my front. That's weird.
That would be inflow into that cell that's north of Opie-Dyke up there now.
West, it looks like some of them clouds are almost hitting the ground.
Like an inflow notch out here around Opie-Dyke West at this time. I'm waiting on another update here, but it kind of looks inflowish.
Up on Alaska Road.
Yeah, so you've got two more spotters ahead of you on that. Coming at you by here, look like they're coming towards you.
Reading?
That's what it looks like if I'm reading their little indicators correctly. They look to be heading south on 168, about a mile north of you.
Well, how far north do you want me to head?
Moving, I think you'd be caught in some hail. I think you better hold your position now. You're going to be cutting across the main body of this thing if you go any further.
Find a good place to pull over and turn towards my east and keep an eye out. N5SOU.
WX from OAC report.
OAC, go ahead.
Okay, if you can hear me, we got high winds right here at Opie-Dyke. Heavy rain, heavy precip, and some pea-sized to marble-sized hail.
Good traffic there, OAC. A little more of something here. Just caught this, too. We've got another line of storms setting up. From Levelland going west to an area northwest of Lovington. This system that we're looking and concerned with right now is beginning to draw from that other system, believe it or not. So, UNS.
Go ahead.
What's your location?
I'm pulled over about 2 miles north of Alaska on 168.
Okay, you may want to retreat back a little bit closer to Smyre there, 168, 114 area. We're showing some pretty intense stuff heading straight for you.
Okay, so which way do I go?
South. Go down to 168, 114. That ought to get you a little more clear.
Okay, I'm heading back where I was again.
Yeah, fun, ain't it? This thing is zipping along.
I'm getting into the hail now.
You may have to go south of Smyre on 168 to get out of that.
Big chunks every once in a while. Luckily, I already got a broke windshield.
status?
114 approaching 385. This little area just to the east of the intersection is all flooded out.
So you're going to have to keep going south on 168 for a while to get completely out of that.
Okay. There's a lot of water on 168. Isn't it just south? Or because I've done that once before.
Yeah. There's probably some water down that way, but if you want to, you could go east on 114 toward the Lubbock County line.
Yeah, I could do that and head towards the house going that way or something, wait for it to pass. That's why I didn't know which way you thought I could outrun it better.
I tell you, Charles, it's hard to tell. The 15-minute marks on this thing is like 10 miles. I mean, this thing's hooking.
Okay. Well, I may just head east, and if I get too close, I can be towards my house, and when it clears, come back out or something.
That may be, because if you head back toward Leveland, you're going to go right through an intense part of that storm.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try to book it east.
WX from NHB.
NHB, go ahead.
Okay, we just cleared that focus call right here on East 114. We're coming up on Smyre now. What are we going to be getting into?
Okay, if you're coming back on 114 headed west there, Smyre, you're going to be catching some stuff there. I'd recommend that you, darn it, let me see, how am I going to get you around it here? The intense part of that storm extends southeast from Coyote Road.
Okay, define stuff for me.
Well, red and purple on the radar.
NHB-OEC. Hey, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Okay, what I encountered was high winds, possibly up to 60 miles per hour, heavy rain, heavy precip, and also pea-sized hail. That's going to be about it.
Okay, so if we track, we're just trying to figure out which way to go here. Like I said, we're on 114 on the west side of Smyre. We're already in heavy rain right now. Can't really see.
Okay, that's the stuff that I ran across, and that's probably from that cell that you were telling me about north of Loveland.
Okay, so what does it have in it?
Going to have like pea-sized hail, maybe a little bit larger, 60 mile per hour winds.
Okay, we're going to retreat back and try to get out of it.
Yeah, I'm showing an indicator of 3-inch hail northwest of Smyre, tracking dead for Smyre. That 3-inch hail indicator is at Fisher and Alaska Road. That's indicator Ellis and 168.
You're on
NHB. NHB, go ahead.
Okay, we're eastbound from Smyre on 114. Can we still keep heading east and get out of this large hill?
That's the only place you've got to go is east. You can't go south from there. There's more coming across, looks like. You're going to have to go all the way back dang near to the Lubbock County line to get out of it, and it's chasing you fast.
Okay, once we get there, do we go north or south?
South would be the least of the two evils. You go north, you're really going to catch it. Go south, you might miss part of it. So if you go south on that last road there.
Appreciate it. Okay, we're getting beat up with Peace Hill right now, so we're trying to go as fast as we can to get out of it. We're about a mile east of Smyre right now.
I'm getting hail. I'm in the draw by the yellow buildings getting
getting a little bit of hail here.
Folks, this thing extends from just near Roundup all the way down a line to southwest of Smyre. It's just one big cell moving across, and it's intensifying.
Lesser two evils.
There, I don't know, the best way is either go straight east or south, Charles. That's the only choices you got right now.
Go ahead and east. I think I'm out of it, or at least if the hell is quit. Turned around just in time, I think. in here towards Four Corners. Is it clearing up?
SOU, it should be clearing your area shortly. Stay under cover for the time being. I couldn't keep EMS out of that, and they got a beat-up truck now.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go south on 168 then. I'm glad I went east. It's got rain here where I'm at right now. Goes KCBD 11, they're leaving from underneath here.
Well, I guess we did kind of catch you on TV here. That kind of caught a glimpse out of the corner of my eye there. That, I couldn't tell who was there or where it was at, though.
They were underneath the same awning I was.
If you're getting just rain there, you're probably going to, best I can tell, you're probably going to be okay to head back west if you want to or whatever. We do have some more development back to the, let's see here, we got some more development back to the southwest corner of our county, down Sundown direction. At this point, it seems to be heavy rain and possibly some maybe three-quarter inch stuff, but that three-quarter inch stuff is still in Yoakum County, tracking southeast toward Brownfield.
Yeah, I think I'll just stay here for a little bit till we get more clear direction where to go.
Yeah, I can tell you this, from about the county line on back west, it's all the way to Leveland. It's just almost clear sailing here on radar.
That big cell has passed through the Lubbock, whatever town, getting into Lake going up north, what east?
That cell up there that was producing all the problems up around Sudan, Amherst area, it has de-intensified, joined with this multi-cell line, and is now drifting east-northeast.
Well, when you get a chance, can you pull up service 89 phone? They're wanting to get some radar information for whenever they go to take a transfer to Lubbock. I'm sure they're going to be in the clear, but if you can give him public service for me, so I can keep on the road.
Yeah, I'll take care of that, man. Little F-19, just across the county line, south of Wolfworth, back west a little bit towards the Hockley County line. Indicator here showing 95 mile per hour straight line winds.
I believe it. Stand by on me. Get on another channel and I'll be back on here.
Charles is under shelter. Mondo is here in town, and your dad's at the house, and Ed's at the house.
All right, so are you going to be able to shut it down, or we still got stuff coming in?
Looks to me like we've got some possible lingering rain around sundown, kind of drifting east, southeast, and there's still a cell sitting over there in New Mexico, but it's tracking to the southeast right now, too.
All right, Steve, we're going to get this one filled up and get it to the station, see how bad we're beat up. We can already see the hail damage on the hood just from the residual light.
Understand. Dang it. Yeah, that even that stuff up around Littlefield is broken up, and it's headed, taking a slightly northeast track now. So I don't know what this stuff's still doing, but I'm not seeing anything severe building up heading our way with any rapidity.
Okay.
And I did get 89 contacted.
Also, probably tomorrow or in the next few days, we need to reprogram these radios with frequency on the main list or something that's got confused there and had some trouble getting switched over and such when all that was going on. So that would probably make that a little easier on this truck.
That could be done.
X5SOU.
Go ahead, SOU.
Hey, if it doesn't look bad, I think I'm going to head to the house, and then if you need me,
yeah, I think that'd be safe for you there, Charles. The only thing we've got right now is some, like I said earlier, some rain going on down the Sundown area. And anything associated with it is tracking southeast at this time, so it's taking it away from us. And that other mass of cells is continuing on to the east-southeast.
All right. Well, I'll keep monitoring. If something kicks back up, I'll be listening.
Roger, appreciate you.
N5SOU clear, QXY to the house. N5SOU designated at Lake Lubbock.
All right, SOU, good signal copy on you there. Glad you made it back safe.